creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
So then we go out to pick up the booze and stuff, which shopping with them is a trip. And as we walk in, how fitting is it? We walk into the Sam's Club, and they have an area blocked off with customer service people because either a dog or somebody took a shit on the floor.
Oh.
And it looked like a human. And I said, Fatty, can we get pictures of you standing by it?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it fits for his show.
Well, knowing Sam's Club, it probably was a human.
Didn't they have security cameras?
I didn't really care enough.
Oh, my God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Or somebody took a shit on the floor.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1773 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 11th. Of November 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I really am going to tell you about the weekend today. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, veterans. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, squeaky gentleman caller, not sounding so good. Oh, well, maybe he'll feel a bit better later. But yes, Big Fatty. You are veterans today, because today is Veterans Day, except in northern Mexico, and it's called something else. It's called, I don't remember what it's called, but it's called something else. It's like Mexican Veterans Day. Big Fatty, you silly. First of all, I know that yesterday's show came as somewhat of a surprise to everyone. And, you know, surprises can sometimes be good and sometimes they can be horrifying. Just horrible. But y'all, there have been some folks that really enjoyed it and some that were looking for the triple speed. Big Fatty, don't talk about Dr. Stone like that. Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all, speaking of Dr. Stone, I don't know when that toucan beanie is going to debut. But, you know, it needs to get its debut in gear. Big Fatty, you tell them. Once again, y'all, I honestly, honest to hydrogen, I had no time to record a little show for yesterday. And that Daniel Biba and Miss Bacon and Joe Batance, y'all, I initially thanked R.T. Cruiser. Y'all, R.T. Cruiser wasn't on that show. That was that Joe Batance doing an impression of that R.T. Cruiser. I didn't like it. I want to thank them for y'all. They came up with that all on their own, and I was most appreciative. Y'all, I had, and I still have additional voice letters that had my brother not been staying with me over the weekend, I would have used some of those on the Monday little show, and I still have them, and I'll use them this week, and I really appreciate folks that did call in. But y'all, I didn't even have time to put a little show together with that. So,
Big Fatty, you were very busy. Oh, I had to even just help out a little bit, but I was very busy.
It's true. We were all very busy because it was old coal miners weekend.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I didn't even have time to make notes about the weekend, so y'all, this may not take very, very long at all. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, last time I recoded, I think was Wednesday night. Y'all, that was the night that Granny and his family went out to the fire. And y'all, the fire's closed now. It's closed. It's gone. Gone for another year. Gone and mercifully forgotten. Big Fatty. I recorded that evening for the Thursday little show in the foray. Little show. But y'all, Thursday was a busy, busy day. Busy day. And y'all, I got to tell you, about a little something that happened to Big Fatty. Y'all got up Thursday morning and we had a big hootenanny going on Thursday evening. So we were wearing our comfortable clothes at the coal mine so we could prepare. Big Fatty, it was a little warm. This is the time of year here in Charleston that the weather changes, and some days it's hot, and some days it's cold, and some days it's in the pot 9 days old. Big Fatty is silly. So I put on a long sleeve shirt, and y'all, when I put it on, I said, I probably don't need this today. But y'all, I put it on anyway, and y'all, I went into the coal mine, and we were moving some furniture and all around, and all of a sudden, Big Fatty got lightheaded, and y'all, I just had to sit down. There was no shortness of breath or anything like that, but y'all, I was just lightheaded. And So I sat down, I felt a little bit better, and got up again. Y'all, I was lightheaded again. And so I went back to my office, and y'all, I laid down for a little bit, and got something cold to drink, and I was just fine, and got up, and I was feeling okay, and then I decided, I'm just gonna go back to the Fat Cave and change shirts, because I was just getting overheated and everything, and I thought there's no reason to get overheated. No, Big Fatty, you gave us all a scare. We thought you were a goner. Anyway, so I came back and I changed shirts, and y'all, I was fine. I ate a little something, everything was fine. And so I hadn't had another spell like that. But yes, I mean, everybody, are you feeling okay? Oh, Big Fatty, are you okay? Big Fatty. But Big Fatty's just fine. Big Fatty is just fine. We had the big event, the big hootenanny on Thursday night. And y'all, it went really well. So we were there very late. It was probably Big Fatty left before old Veda did and Larry Clyde did. But y'all, I left about... by 10 p.m. in the evening, and came home, and y'all, I crawled into the bed, and I was just pooped. And then Big Fatty, did you say you pooped yourself? No, I did not poop myself. But even though, y'all, I got to tell you, I don't know what I have for lunch today. Big Fatty, you had soup. Okay, well, anyway, I have got severe gas. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear that. Maybe you should go out to the Sam's Club and poop on the floor again. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But y'all are for right. My brother was coming in town for Old Coal Miners Weekend, and y'all, he was visiting with some old coal that he knew, and there was all kinds of things going on for right day, different events and everything. And Big Fatty was I was running around like a head with my chicken cut off. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all got around to for right day evening. Y'all, and I was on my feet a lot. My feet and my legs just hurt. Y'all, when you get old, your feet and your legs just hurt. They're just uncomfortable. And my brother and I went out to the Greek restaurant on a Friday night, and y'all, we had a y'all. I gotta tell you, I ate poorly this weekend. Y'all, the scale reflected it on Monday morning when I got up. Big Fatty. Y'all, we had a delicious dinner that evening, and y'all then came back, and y'all, it was probably 8:30 in the evening when Big Fatty got home, and y'all, I'm telling you, it might as well have been midnight. Y'all, I crawled in the bed and I was out. Then on Saturday morning, y'all, it was up and at 'em. There was no day off on Saturday this week. that's for sure. And so, y'all, we're back in the coal mine and just dealing with individuals and all. And yeah, y'all, it was all okay. And y'all, then about two thirty, maybe as late as 3 o'clock. Y'all, Big Fatty was about worn out. And so, y'all, I came home and I laid down for a little bit, put my feet up. Y'all, I was so tired. I wasn't even on that stick it with a poke Saturday night. And it was not that I didn't care. It's just I was pooped. And y'all, Granny had sent me a textimonium. She says, rather than Dudley Do-Rights, let's go back to the old poo. Which is now the Connections. And y'all, so we went out there. Had a good time. It was not as much fun as it was the week before. But y'all, there was a gentleman caller there in the bar, and y'all, he was all about Big Fatty, and y'all, there may have been some inappropriate touching, but that was the highlight of the evening. And but y'all came home Saturday night and just pooped out. Big Fatty, you're talking about poop again. Just pooped out, and y'all, then on Sunday morning I was gonna join my brother for brothkus with him and some of his friends. And so, y'all, we went and had the buffet brothkus at the hotel. We said goodbye to all of his friends and all. And then my brother and I we went out to look at the new Fat Cave. And y'all, there've been some developments on that. I don't really have anything I can share with you at the moment. But anyway, we'll probably have an update for you this week about the developments on the new Fat Cave. But anyway. We went out there, and he was very impressed with the neighborhood and all. And, y'all, then we went to the Sam's Club. Big Fatty, is that where you pooped? No, I did not poop at the Sam's Club, although, y'all, I was extremely gassy. Y'all, so we did a little shopping out there. And then came back here to the Fat Cave, and, y'all, we watched some sports ball and caught up on some TV programs that I had on the TV machine. That evening we went out, and my brother wanted some seafood. Y'all, when people come to Charleston, they want seafood. Big Fatty, that's cause you, every time you see food, you eat it. It's true. So we went out and we had some fried scrimps, and y'all, they had french fried potatoes with it, and y'all, they had some sort of seasoned salt on them, but y'all, it was almost like sweet and salty, but y'all, it was delicious. And y'all, another reason that the scale was not kind to Big Fatty come Monday morning. But y'all, then Sunday evening, y'all, about 9 o'clock p.m. in the evening, I just told my brother, I said, I got to go to bed, I'm pooped. And he stayed up. I think he slept on the sofa. He wanted to watch the TV machine all night long. And so, whatever. Y'all then got up Monday morning. And I, what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. I had my coffee and had a little brothkus. And then my brother was off. He had a meeting up in the Myrtle Beach. Then he was heading back to Hatlanta after that. And that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Veterans Day, the 11th, the 11-11. It is 11-11, and y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, you used to hear him over there on the stinky orangutans, he's moved on and become a daddy. It's Watson's daddy. Y'all, is that James Leroy? Big Fatty, is that colored boy? It is. Anyway, So y'all, if you see James LeRoy or if you see Waylon on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, make sure you share your celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes for James LeRoy today. Yes, Big Freddy, and I hope that Watson doesn't poop all over his kid. Yeah, Gussie, y'all over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, as I had predicted, y'all, there are some more clues as to the whereabouts of Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I'm upset! Well, it may solve it all. Last time we were over here, though, Mr. Mike had spotted Big Fatty with the gift that keeps on giving. Big Fatty, it's still vulgar. That Peter G. That Peter G. spotted Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty! And it says the kidnapper sends this terrifying picture of Squeaky Kitty about to become part of a waffle. Do the Howdy Do Pancakes boys know anything about this? Big Betty, look at Squeaky Kitty on the waffle iron. That's that's terrible. And then Peter G spotted Squeaky Kitty again. It says this horrifying picture of Squeaky Kitty being held captive was sent to me last night. They say to wait for further instructions. Big Freddy, poor Big Freddy, Big Freddy, I'm all worried again about Squeaky Kitty. Well, maybe it'll all get solved soon. Yes? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, just looking at the number of submissions that have been coming into Spot and Crazy, y'all, Spot and Crazy may be as busy as Big Fatty was this past weekend. Big Fatty! But hopefully that whole Squeaky Kitty mystery will get solved soon. Yes, Big Fatty! Today, Big Fatty goes to El Dentista, which, as we all know, is Mexican for El Dentisto. And so, y'all, I'm sure it'll be just fine. It'll be lovely. Y'all, I'm going to look at my list here. One thing that I meant to mention probably last week, and y'all, it just got away from me. Y'all, you know Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki. Y'all, he had Buddy Rabbit for many years, and Moose P's husband, they got three new bunny rabbits, and y'all, one of them has passed away, and y'all, it's Jack. So Jack Rabbit has hopped on to better things, but y'all, send Moose P a little hug if you hadn't already done so. Most of you probably have. Big Fatty, I'll do it as soon as we finish. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, it's Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, this will tell you how busy Big Fatty was this past weekend. Y'all, had I had an offer from a gentleman caller, y'all, I didn't have time. I didn't have time for a gentleman caller, a bobo honking, or a hoopty doo, barely had inappropriate touching there at the connections. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, and Joey, what do you think about Big Fatty at Sam's?
Or somebody took a shit on the floor.
Oh, Big Fatty, he was there when you did it in Los Angeles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.